KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a change of plans at the Salt Lake City School District today. After getting some pushback, they will not be delivering presentations to students about how the new state bathroom laws will be implemented. I'm KSL News Radio's Heather Peterson.
Second, a man set himself on fire outside the trial of former President Trump in New York City today. We don't know what happened to him after the fire. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We began the drive home with an accident in Murray, southbound I-15, approaching the I-215 junction. It has just cleared. All lanes of traffic are open. But if you are traveling Bangor Highway tonight, we do have some north and southbound delays approaching Shields Lane, 9800 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Clouds are rolling in today. We'll call it mostly cloudy and 64. I'm Matt Johnson.
We're at 61 at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios now. Our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Opening arguments set to begin Monday in the hush money trial of Donald Trump. The judge announcing the next phase after 12 jurors and six alternates were seated and sworn in during the first 4 days of the trial. Today, an appeals court rejected an emergency appeal to halt Trump's trial over defense complaints about jury selection. ABC's Aaron Katursky says a hearing also set for next week related to the judge's gag order.
The lawyers have also been sparring over whether former President Trump has been violating the judge's gag order by posting about witnesses. In fact, prosecutors said they would not reveal the names of their first witnesses once testimony gets underway, fearing, they said, that Trump would only verbally attack them.
Trump is accused of falsifying business records during his 2016 campaign for hush money payments made by former fixer Michael Cohen to adult film actress Stormy Daniels to keep quiet about an alleged affair with Trump. Outside the courthouse today, a man set himself on fire at a nearby park. Police say the man, identified as Maxwell Azzarello, is from Florida and threw conspiracy pamphlets from a bag in the air before dousing himself with an accelerant and lighting himself on fire. NYPD Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny.
What we know from speaking to other witnesses and family members is that he arrived in New York sometime earlier in the week. We have his car being in St. Augustine, Florida on the 13th. So anywhere between the 13th and today, he arrived. We spoke to family members today. They were unaware that he was even in New York.
House lawmakers will work into the weekend, taking up votes on foreign aid bills that include funding for Israel and Ukraine. House Speaker Mike Johnson also facing a recall effort by hardline Republicans. And a widening conflict in the Middle East, Israel launching three missiles targeting a key radar defense system for Iran in response to Iran's missile and drone attack last weekend. You're listening to ABC News.
And now the KSL In-Depth, the day has arrived. That is Taylor Swift with Post Malone. A little bit of the brand new Taylor Swift album, Tortured Poets Department. It kept Swifties up all night after its release, and then there was an extra surprise at midnight. Joining us live, Davin Dujanovic producer Caitlin Johnston. And Caitlin, I won't call you our staff Swifty. I think of you more as a Swiftologist, you know?
Yeah, I am down the rabbit hole, and I love her with my whole heart. But yeah, I was one of those staying up until 2 a.m. listening to all 31 songs. And it was intense. I am still recovering and processing, but it's incredible.
So let me ask you, at midnight, she posted on Twitter, 2 a.m. surprise, East Coast time. It's actually a double album. Here are 15 more songs. Did you go out of your mind?
Yes. And she's been throwing the number 2 at us for a while, and we've been trying to figure out what that meant. So we had a suspicion that there was something coming, but I thought maybe, you know, 5 songs. I did not expect 15. Right after we finished the first listen to the original album, we saw a timer pop up on her Instagram, and I just realized that I was going to be up a lot later than I had planned, but it was worth it.
Okay, so why don't you give us your briefest of reviews. What do you think of the 31 songs you've listened to? Is this classic Swift? Is this a new direction?
I would consider it a new direction, but her songwriting is the best it's ever been in this album. It's poetic, painful, a little unhinged, but it's just, I don't know. It's incredible. I'm still processing it. I was taking notes when I listened for the first time, and that's what I always recommend is I recommend people read her songs while listening to them. But yeah, it's poetic, painful, and amazing.
Caitlin, you do know most people just listen to music and tap their toes. That's kind of a thing.
Which I love Taylor Swift because of the depth that she brings to music and songwriting. And there are songs that you can just listen and tap your toes. Fortnite is one of them. The video comes out tonight. But I love reading the stories that she's telling in her songs.
How many times do you think you'll listen to this album, maybe taking notes over the course of this weekend?
Well, I'm already on listen number 2, so probably at least, I don't know, 10, if I can fit it all in.
Really?
It's a lot to process. I don't know. There's so many songs, it's extremely overwhelming. But yeah, I've listened to it twice, and I will probably restart it once we hang up the phone.
Well, we will see you bleary-eyed on Monday. Enjoy the listen. See what I mean by Swiftologist? That's Caitlin Johnston. David Dujanovic's producer right there.